Base Spotlight for a Saturday afternoon, and the business we're talking to this time around is Forensic Accounting. And the Director of Forensic Accounting is Tony Serantonio. Good afternoon, Tony.
Good afternoon, Millie.
Let's talk about this government scheme that's going to help people. Can you tell us about it? It's new and it's sponsored and it's been designed to help small businesses. What is it?
Millie, Josh Frydenberg introduced it on the 1st of July 21. It's a structure to minimise companies going into liquidation or bankruptcy.
Hmm.
It operates that one, it has to be, you must be an incorporated company under the Companies Act.
What does that mean, sorry?
Well, it's got to be, the company must be incorporated in Australia under the Companies Act.
Right.
That's number one. If you're not a company, this scheme doesn't apply.
Okay.
Secondly, your unsecured creditors must be less than $1 million.
So you got to owe less than a million?
You have to be one, and that includes also GST and PAYG outstanding.
Right.
Now, it doesn't include secured creditors. So as long as you've got $1 million less in unsecured creditors, including PAYG and GST, you're eligible. Secondly, the purpose of this is to avoid liquidation and avoid appointment of administrators and liquidators, and also avoiding bankruptcy. The issue that must be met also is that the employee superannuation must be paid in full, and all employee entitlements must also be paid in full.
So we're talking about small businesses. Tony is from Forensic Accounting, and there's a scheme from the government that can help small businesses. How can Forensic Accounting help with this, Tony?
The company has to put in a restructure to ensure that the government accepts that it can go forward without sort of getting into a worse position.
Yeah.
The aim here is that if the directors can pay up to 20% of the debt, then the creditors most likely will accept the restructure.
So what I'm reading between the lines here, Tone, is that Forensic Accounting can come in and restructure for you so you can move forward, and if you tick all the boxes, you can get the small business scheme.
Forensic Accounting, in collaboration with a qualified liquidator or appointer, will work together for the small business.
So, Tony, how can this help small businesses?
Well, at the moment, the ATO is issuing record garnishee notices, directors' penalty notices. More importantly, it's reporting the debt to the credit agencies. This basically means that once your debt is reported to the credit agency, you can't get any more loans.
Hmm.
The other thing is there's a lot of stress, anxiety, family separations. You can avoid all of this. The important thing is people leave it to the last minute.
Hmm.
You have to restructure within 6 months, because if you register your loans with PPSR or do some sort of preferential payment, liquidators will call that back. So it's important that if you feel that you're in financial difficulties, consult us now rather than leaving it when it's too late.
Tony is the Director of Forensic Accounting. They're in Torquay. If you have a small business and it's you know, times are tough and you think that things are going poorly for you, why don't you get in contact with Tony and the team from Forensic Accounting? How can people get in contact, Tony?
Through our website, forensicaccountinggroup.com.au.
Tony, it's always a pleasure to see you. Have a wonderful Saturday afternoon. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Millie.